This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
In Bible times, widows were especially vulnerable. Women had no resources or recourse when their husbands died. They went from being protected and provided for to being completely on their own. Maybe that's why God took a special interest in them and asked you to do the same. When the widow from 1 Kings 17 was on the edge of starvation, Elijah told her of God's promised provision. She apparently believed this too-good-to-be-true pronouncement because she did what Elijah asked. As a result, she and her son enjoyed many days of sufficient food. Later on, Elijah even restored the boy's life when he died from an illness. 2 Kings 4 tells of another godly widow living on the edge financially. When the prophet Elijah told her to gather jars and fill them with olive oil, she complied. After the olive oil multiplied into many jars, the widow sold them and had money for the future. Perhaps the evident truth in these two stories is that God cares for the most endangered in a society. Who among you is vulnerable and in need? Modern widows often have survivor benefits from their husbands' pension plans, but many don't. Or they may need emotional support to help them through their grief. And what about others in your church or community who've fallen on bad times? God is watching out for them, and you have been called to use your strength and resources to do the same.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.